Hey, whoa, what's the hurry? Are you new here? And you're going to the kitchen, right? I see, you're the new kitchen staff guy. And it's your first day, huh? You shouldn't run in the hallways, you know. You might bump into someone important enjoying their coffee. Excuse me. You did not just ask me if I'm part of the kitchen staff. Wait a second. You don't have a clue about who I am, don't you, service boy? No, you silly goof. I don't work here. I'm the fucking prince, you dumbass. Nah. Don't come at me with those, oh, my apologies, your highness, stuff. You shouldn't just assume people's titles and roles in this castle. If you do, you're not gonna be part of the staff for such a long time, boy. But I do have to say, I kinda like you. A lot. I mean, you intrigue me. What? You too afraid to say anything back? Listen, I am the prince. And I know, that you're a little, below me, to say the least. But you can talk to me like a normal human being, you know. It's kind of adorable how flustered you are. You know what? You're not gonna be part of the kitchen staff. I got some other purpose for you. Wait, what? Are you talking back to me? The king said, the king is not in charge here. Well, I know it's his castle, but everything that happens on this floor is for me, you know? All these people, I got them all working for me and me alone. Whatever you do in the kitchen serves my purpose. Not my father, not my mother, the queen, not anyone but me. Every single servant on this floor is serving me. And you're now part of that. So, you have to do exactly what I tell you to do. And I say that you're gonna have a more personal role to play in my well-being and caring. You're gonna be my new chamber boy. You're gonna take care of everything that has to do with my bedroom. And, you know, stuff that happens in the bedroom. And also the bathroom, because of course I do have my own private bathtub as a part of my room. So what do you say? Wanna come with me? Good. Let's go. Come on in. Don't be shy. Close the door, will you? Relax. I'm only taking off my sweater. Gets pretty hot in here, you know. Especially if there's a chamber boy around to play with. Tell me about yourself. How do you see our relationship moving forward? I don't mean it like that, you silly goof. I mean, what kind of person would you want to be to me? You got any desires to play a certain role in the prince's life? Would you like to be my boyfriend? Would you like to be my lover? Or would you simply want to take care of cleaning up after me? Listen, I'm giving you an opportunity here. It's up to you to take it. It's up to you to decide what you're gonna do to be of my service. Listen, if you're not down to do anything more entertaining for me, you can simply become one of those boring people that never say a thing around the castle and just do some householding, some cleaning, some washing, some cooking in the background. But you don't strike me as a person like that. I think you're an opportunist, and you might be able to take a shot at being something more than just a common boy. You know, my ex-boyfriend was a cook before we started our relationship. He made the most perfect puddings, and he came and fed it to me with a golden spoon. It was so romantic. Until I got kind of bored of him. So what do you say? Are you just gonna stand there? Or are you gonna join me on the bed? Come on, big boy. You can do it. Atta boy. Good boy. Look at you, sitting on the princess bed. My, my. You're feeling high and mighty now, don't you? You feel like something more. Relax. Hold your horses. We're not there yet. First, you gotta prove to me why exactly I should allow you to be in my bed. You got any special talents? Huh? Are you a good kisser? Or are you really good for cuddles? Maybe you're super comfortable as a pillow to fall asleep on. I love listening to a boy's heartbeat as I fall asleep. Is that gonna be a role in my bed? My little sleepy pillow. Or can you do something more interesting? Huh? Why don't you take off your shirt right now? Because I kind of want to see what you're hiding there underneath. Relax. Don't be so shy. I like all body types, and I'm sure I'm gonna like yours. Come on. Clothes are so restricting. There you go. Atta boy. So what's it gonna be? Are you just gonna keep sitting there on the edge of my bed? Or are you gonna come super close to me and pull me in by my hips and bend me over a bit, touch my cheek and kiss me? What's it gonna be? Oh. Atta boy. Oh god, you got it in you, don't you? You just kinda went for it. I like that. I like that. A man that takes initiative. It's still kind of adorable how you're so blushy and flustered and don't really know what to expect from this whole interaction. One of my favorite spare time activities is playing around with someone just like you. I like how far I can push someone until they completely surrender to whatever it is I want from them. It's just super fun, you know. I just love toying and twirling and twisting and bending someone's emotions to my will. Some people call that manipulative, but since I'm the prince, I just call that my birthright. You common people live to serve me. And you might think I'm kind of an asshole, but you and me, we both know you kind of like to be treated like that, huh? You kind of like it when I just do my own thing with you. When I just do whatever and say whatever I want to you. And you just blindly have to follow my instructions, my orders, and my commands. Like a good boy. That's it. Come a little closer. Good dog. I didn't quite catch your name yet, mysterious figure. Oh, you're not from around here, are you? You're from way, way, way past the borders of this country. Oh, how did you even get past the borders? What? You just snuck into the country? Oh. And you're just trying to make your way up by becoming a servant at the kingdom's capital castle. Good for you. Look at you, you little entrepreneur. Go, little rock star. And now you're here, in my bed, kissing the prince. Look at how far you've come in just 15 minutes. What are my intentions with you? Are they not clear already? I'm just looking for someone to play with. Get super lonely here, you know. And all these other boys working here, they don't got that rough edge to them that you have. They're all so submissive, so obedient. And so goddamn boring. But you, you're not boring at all. You're quite entertaining, sir. I wouldn't mind spending hours playing with you. Well, trust me, there's no one that's coming to disturb us. I had these doors especially made this thick to keep all the noises in. Because, you know, this room, sometimes, it gets pretty noisy in here. Especially when there's whimpery boys around to play with. And trust me, they do. They do get like that often. I wonder what noises you make in the heat of the moment. You don't know? Wait a second. Hold on. You're not a flower, aren't you? Are you serious? So you've never, Well, my little flower. As a matter of fact, I've never actually been with a flower boy before. It's really interesting to me. So you got no experience at all. How much fun. How about we explore a bit together? Don't worry. I'll be really slow, and I'll be really precise with my instructions, my precious servant. Huh? What about the king? Are you really afraid of the king? Listen, sweetheart. You shouldn't be afraid of the king. The king knows what I like to do with my servant sometimes. He is well aware. Are you afraid he's gonna punish you for sleeping with his son? Listen closely. You don't have to fear the king, but me. When these doors are closed, I am no prince. I am a beast. I will hunt you down, and I will catch you lacking. You'll mess up, and I'll be there to pounce on you the first chance I get. Got that, servant boy? That's what I thought. I own you. You're my little playtime fun toy, and I'll play with you whenever, however I so desire. My father has no power over me here. I do what I want, and whomever I want, always. And right now, I got my eyes on you. So what do you say? Care to hop on this crazy carriage of lust and love? Too afraid. Well, that's what makes it so exciting. Can't you feel that? All this tension between us. You don't know what's gonna happen, and neither do I. The next move is up to you, service boy. But just so you know, I won't hold back. I might look a little innocent, but once I get a taste of whatever it is you have to offer, I will not. I will take you in the palm of my hand, and I will squeeze until every single drop of your lustful essence is mine. So what are you gonna do now, huh? Are you just gonna wait for me to do something? Or are you going to be the one to make the first move? That's it. Do it. Just go for it and see what happens, service boy. Did you just pin me down? Attaboy. We're gonna have a lot of fun together tonight, you and I. Hold on. What are you going so fast for? We got all the time in the world. Come here, you silly goof. You thought you were gonna be the one on top of me? Hell no. I don't like it that way. You want to know how I like it? I like it when I get to be on top. I like to overpower my service boys, make them feel all vulnerable and weak. And then I like to slide down on their twitchy cocks as they look at me with eyes so fucking big. You're gonna feel your way up my ass? Oh, I didn't expect you to put your hand on my ass this soon, boy. You must really want it. That's it. Don't be shy. Make your way down, right to the entrance. Yeah. That's it. And full of lube already for you. What? Of course it's already lubed up. It's always lubed up. You never know, you might encounter a handsome guy on your way to the kitchen to get some hot chocolate. Yeah. Get in there, yeah. Feel you. Look at you blush. Adorable. You're ready for me to slide down, huh? That's it. Point that cock upwards. Oh, yeah. You did really well. Coming here to the castle. I haven't had a cock like that in a long time. Fuck. It's like it was made for me. It fits so perfectly. Can you feel how tight I am, huh, boy? How does it feel to have that tight ass move up and down your cock? Yeah, that's it. Give it to me. Or rather, let me take it. Let me take control and let me take the wheel. I'm gonna ride you just until I've had enough. And you're gonna give me that seat. I want your load in me, boy. Do you understand? Huh? Oh, you're grabbing my hips now? Not allowed. Not allowed. I will pin you down and ride you myself. There is no way you're allowed to touch my ass as it slides up and down. I'm the only one that gets to control the movement of this little dance we're making right now. Fuck yeah. Wait, you're not close, are you? Already? Come on, that's just pathetic. Can't you hold your little cummies a little longer, service boy? Come on, we've just barely started. You're just too much into this, huh? You like it when I take control over that cock. Alright then, do it. Squirt your little load in me. This has been fun. Let me get off you. Huh? Yeah, I'm putting my clothes back on. We're done here. You should do the same. We're done here. What? Hell yeah. What were you thinking? That you're gonna get cuddles after we fuck? Hell no. I'm not the most sentimental kind of person, you know. Hmm? I didn't finish. Do I really have to finish? I think knowing that I took complete control over you without you having any control of when you came inside of me is climax enough. I don't get my sexual satisfaction out of coming. No. I get it out of making someone submit to me so hard that they come within 5 minutes of me riding them. And that's exactly what you did, huh, boy? See? It's all part of a bigger game. And I must say, I'm pretty pleased with how you function today. And I am super open to explore some more with you. You just didn't think that this would be how you lost your virginity. Listen here, you ungrateful fuck. You just got to breed the prince. Do you know any better way of losing your virginity? Do you have any idea how fucking lucky that makes you? You ungrateful silly goof. Yeah, I know I'm right. Fine. If it makes you feel that much better about losing your virginity to me, I will cuddle you for 5 minutes. But then you're on my way. I'm pretty hungry. So you can get me some food. All right. Bring it in. Come here. Did you do good? Sweetheart, you did excellent. You did exactly what was required of you. You followed my instructions. And you let me have my fun with you. What more could I wish for? You were an excellent sex partner to me. And I enjoyed every single minute of playing around with you. This is actually quite a nice feeling. Doesn't happen that often I'm into cuddling, but lucky for you, I'm kind of in a cuddly mood right now. You're so warm and soft and precious. Can we be boyfriends? Listen, pal, we are not quite there yet. But I do kind of respect your audacity to ask the prince if you can be his boyfriend. It's kind of adorable. You know what? You kind of have those eyes. What do they call them? Puppy eyes? I don't know. They're just sparkling. They're kind of pretty. you have those kind of eyes that I could easily fall in love with. Huh. Never really noticed that. How about we go on a date together. And we'll see how it goes. If I like whatever you have to offer that is not something sexual, then I might give you a chance at getting a little closer to me in other ways. You really want to be my boyfriend, huh? Well, we'll see, you little cutie. But for now, let's just say that you're one of my toys. And whenever I feel like it, I can just bring you to my room and have a little play date with you. How does that sound? You really surprised me today. And I kind of needed that. Gets super boring here. And your kissing's not half bad, actually. Neither is your fucking. For a first timer, you're pretty damn good at it. Kiss? You want me to kiss you again? Okay. You've kind of deserved it. Nah, I didn't say anything. No, I really didn't. I did not say I love you. Mm-mm-mm. We're not there yet. But I am growing some feelings for you, I think. How about you just, don't leave my room, and, we hop into my bathtub, and have a nice little bath together, talk a bit, and get to know each other that way, huh? What do you say?